Citizens of Bottom Nation. Hey guys. Oh my God. We just finished recording this and I love the energy that I'm bringing into this note. This is probably, that might be my, we just recorded maybe my favorite episode of all time. That might have been my one of my favorite episodes of all time. Just in terms of like nonstop laughter, this is the episode. Jonica Booth, you know her from HBO Max's Rap Shit. She is so funny. She's a stand-up comedian. And her stories and her banter, unreal. Just, I don't even have to say anything. This is one of my favorite. This is it. This is my favorite episode ever. I love her. She's great. I want to be her best friend. I might be in love with her. We get into, God, what don't we get into? I'm just going to let it stand for itself. This is the funniest episode. Watch it. I am coming to Calgary in Canada, where Breanne Williamson is opening for me. Phoenix, Arizona, and Miami, Florida, and more to come. Europe, ashleygavin.com to get a text from me. Patreon.com/WHGS to watch bonus content. Give us a dollar. It really, really helps. Please, God. Please, God. God. Okay. Thank you, my little bottom. And if you're bottoming for me already, little bottoms on the Patreon, I love you. And I mean it. Fucking mean it, bottoms.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
My best friend was a football player, so we were in a mansion for COVID. Please, now that it's COVID, we can get away with it. He threw a party during COVID, and I got sleepy during the party, and I went upstairs in my room. I lay in the bed, and all I hear is, "Where is Blue?" Everybody called me Blue. Three girls come in, and when I say they was three bad bitches, three verified model bitches, yeah, it was a black girl, it was a mixed girl. And it was a white girl.
Neapolitan ice cream.
Yeah. Felt like I was at the ice cream bar.
I'm going to be very raunchy. Bree, I know you're at times very raunchy.
Bree looked innocent. So I just shocked.
Bree, you do have a little bit of a schoolgirl thing going on. You need like a pair of glasses.
Yeah.
I do. I think I got some of those fake, they're not fake, but they're blue light glasses. I got them in like a moment in my life where I thought I was going to be a glasses bitch. So I just bought them because I was like, I need a reason to explain that these glasses don't actually work for anything. So I was going to tell everyone it was for blue light that I was having problems with that when I wasn't. I was just a big fucking liar. But I just wanted to be cooler and I didn't know how to elevate my vibe. So I thought maybe glasses were for me, but it lasted like 2 days and then it hurt my nose. So I gave it up.
Yeah, they hurt.
They hurt.
No one's talking about the fact that glasses fucking hurt, dude.
No one wants to be a glasses bitch. The fact that you wanted to wear glasses is like, what? Why? Like, who wants that?
I disagree.
It was a low point in my life.
Like, look at the glasses that like really, really rich celebrities wear. Yeah. When you can pull off a pair of glasses like that, that's glasses bitch. Like, yeah. It's the level of like, you have like these insanely thick, massive, colorful, beautiful glasses. Mm-hmm. That's what I think of when I think glasses, bitch.
No, they're just a bunch of Bree's fucking lying. They don't wear glasses either. We're all LASIK out here. So that's like, they're lying. It's a bunch of Bree's.
That's true. That is so true.
Have you done LASIK?
Yes, because I've been a glasses bitch since fourth grade.
Oh, yes. See, that's what it is. You want what you don't have.
It's like when you see the kid in the cast and you're like, everyone's signing it. You're like, I wish I had it. I wish I broke my arm. You know, when you want to be, right. Crutches kid.
Yes. Yeah, my sister used to faint all the time. And I was so jealous of her. Like I was jealous. Like I was annoyed. She would faint and I'd be like, fuck you, yeah, bitch. Like right, I want to be the center of attention.
Me, I wanted to be the kid that had asthma. I was so mad that I like wouldn't have an asthma attack. Like, I just wanted to use the thing. Like, It was so weird.
I feel like that's a sign that we were meant to be in entertainment, because anybody that's like, oh man, like not everyone's watching me as I cannot breathe.
Right.
That's how you know you're going to end up in the entertainment industry. You're not getting enough attention. But you're kind of getting it already. The conversation, it's super conversational. I'm going to tell a gay sex story, and then I'm going to ask you if you've had gay sex this week. And if you don't have a story, I have a feeling that you will have a story. But if you don't have a story, you're giving me story vibe. We will guide you. We will, because some people.
Oh, vibe.
It feels like you've been through some shit. It feels like you've had some experiences.
And this is why I should have put some glasses on. Glasses don't give story vibe. I'm about to get some glasses too, Bree. Fuck it.
Anyone who wanted asthma has a story. I think there's a correlation.
Yeah, that's true.
It's crazy.
Well, I'm so glad you're here. We're in the apartment. We're having gay sex. We're having gay sex with the fucking star of HBO Max's Rap Shit, Jonica Booth. Thank you so much for, I'm on the soundboard today, so I'm so applauding you if you can't hear it. That's fucking amazing, dude. Congratulations. That's an Issa Rae show, if you're not familiar at home. It's a big deal.
Yes, thank you.
Are you enjoying it?
Absolutely. Now that it's ended, it's like, it was a ride. It was definitely a ride. And
I didn't realize it was over. I'm so sorry.
Yeah, no, you're fine.
Are you in mourning?
Yeah, I'm a little, I don't know what to do with my life now. No, but what's crazy is what went viral that I think shocked HBO and Issa is the, we had a gay part, obviously I'm a whole gay character on there, but it was a scene that went viral where I was in a gas station with one of the rapper girls, and she didn't know. She looked at me as when I said I was on my period. Well, my character Chastity, and I guess people don't think that studs have periods. It's like,
yes,
once you're gay, you don't have a period. So I thought Issa was phenomenal for, and the writers of Rap Shit for even including that, and they don't know anything about it. But it's like that's really right. A lot of the community that's seen it, it went, I'm talking about millions and millions of retweets, like, oh my God, I go through this. My friends don't think I have a period. And I'm like, if that's the case, I think every bitch will be gay to not have a period.
That's how we get them. We need to advertise the no period for studs thing, just to,
the NuvaRing turns you gay. Every birth control that you don't get your period, all of a sudden you turn gay when you take
it. Like, what? So that's
the
what
new
went
the
by.
New mask ring. That's one of those moments where you're like, people don't want to say that gender is real or not real, rather, but they'll project their weird gendered thoughts onto like masculine les. Like, that's such an insane. Well, she has a vagina. Like, are you for, like, what is wrong with you? You can't just switch to being a, like,
so
you're
is it real
so stupid.
Or not? Is it real or not? Is it, which one is it? Like,
exactly. Also, did a staff of non-gay writers write that? Because that does feel like such insider. That's one of those moments where you're like, I wish there were more gay writers and more gay people on shows, because that's one of those hilarious moments that a straight writer usually can't come up with, because how would they fucking know that?
Right? Exactly. But what I think it was a fluid. There was a fluid woman that was in there. And it was also a girl that's newly gay. So she hadn't really had any experience. So that's why I'm like, how did they know that? But I feel like living in LA, we all have gay friends. If you're not gay, somebody next to you is gay, like some gay going on real close. Some real close gay happening. So
a lot of gay proximity going on.
It's close. It's in with arm's reach. So what they said, like,
literally within fingers reach.
It's within fingers reach, guys. Somebody's gay around here. So that's why I said, wow, for you guys to write that was like incredible. But what let me know that some things wasn't in there, it's like when they gave Chastity, my character, a sex scene, and I respect them because the showrunner pulled me to the side and asked me why didn't I think that Chastity should take off her sports bra. And I had to explain to her that Jonica isn't a stud. I'm not dominant like that. So Jonica probably would, but a stud, a dominant person, mass person in a relationship on the first day, I had to explain to her they wouldn't do that. They probably don't even want their boobs. You know? Mm-hmm. So I appreciate them asking this of my, because they know that I studied this character and they know that I probably put more work in this character than anybody else. So it's like,
You studied that character. For the listener at home, we are actively fingering right now. We are doing finger gestures. If you're not watching it on YouTube,
it's really
there is some fingering going on. That's so funny. That's not even something that I would know, because I consider myself a little more masculine, but I don't have a problem with my boobs in bed. Like, I want them to be touched. I want them out. I want them flying around. But right now... By the way, right now, I'm freezing my eggs, so I'm taking, like, estrogen shots.
I thought you were
going to
say, right now, I'm not wearing a bra.
Jonica, as long as we're getting comfortable, and you know how you were into saying a moment ago that you fuck masculine women? Well, right now, I'm not even wearing a bra.
I don't even fuck the man. I'm more the man. I'm the dominant one.
Oh, you I'm are? Okay.
Yeah, but I feel like there are levels. Like, I will put on a dress and heels. Like, there's levels to this shit. That I'm not the gay guru. I can't explain what the levels are. But I do know that I have friends who, like, don't shave their who just are, like, so dominant. And it's like, okay, well, I'm not that. And then I got my friends who are this. And I'm like, okay, I'm not that. And I'm not attracted to that. So let me figure out who the fuck I am, you know? And that's when I realized that's what I actually loved about being in this gay shit, because it was like, I can figure out who I am. Like, I'm deciding this shit. All of us are confused. So I'm not confused. True. To the straights, it's more confused over here. But I feel like over here, we know what we are, which is whatever the fuck we are. You get what I'm saying?
Jonica,
like, whatever
I love you. And it's been like 10 minutes, but I want you to come back on the podcast. Be an inspirational speaker.
For lesbians in particular.
Yeah, seriously. Yeah. The passion. I don't know if you can keep this up for an hour, but I hope you do. I hope you try. no, but I totally get what you're saying, because I feel like with straight people, the one advantage of being gay, or one of the advantages of being gay, is that you have this liberation where you're like, oh my God, you can look like this, but also be like this, and you can do it this way. And like, within the straight community, there's like way more boxes, I think less than there used to be, but like, there's way more boxes around it. No pun intended there. Mm-hmm. Okay. We didn't love the box pun. I'm going to move on.
I think there are more boxes in the straight, because like, I feel like a lot of guys want to do...
Statistically, there's more box. I'm just going to put it out there.
You're right. I'm with you, Ash. I'm with you.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Because Bree left you hanging. Bree left you hanging. She left you for dead.
What do you expect from a glasses wearer, you know?
Exactly. She couldn't see what you were saying. She didn't see what you were saying. That's what it was.
That's it. It's that.
Jonica's the new co-host, Bree. Get the fuck out of here.
Honestly, I'm here for that because Jonica's
I got promoted.
Bree has been tearing me down for years. I want someone to build me up. Jonica, you're here.
It's
you're
so
here
refreshing
now.
For Ash to have someone on her team. I love it.
In my head, I gave Ash the slow clap. I was like, boxes.
I just flatlined over here. Yeah. I was like, what?
You left her to dry, bro. You're bad.
Do you do any stand-up, Jonica?
I did.
I actually did a show at the Comedy Store on Saturday.
Are you serious?
Yes. But listen, I haven't been up in a year, so I was so nervous, right? So I'm like, I haven't done this shit. Like, I haven't been up here. You know, stand-up makes me nervous. So... And then I'm like, you know what? I'm going to try a bunch of new stuff. You know, next thing you know, they tell me, oh, Issa texts me like I need a plus. Well, I get the showrunner like, me and Issa need a plus one. I'm like, why the fuck are y'all coming? Now I got to do shit that I know work. Then my mom came. So it's like, I took out like all my gay jokes. I said, because I have a set for different things. And I'm like, I don't want to be talking about eating pussy from my mom. I was like, you know, fuck off. Scratch, scratch, scratch. Scratch all this stuff.
No, you need to get over that. My mom listens to this podcast. I had to tell her four or five times to stop. You have to get over it so that you can be fully free.
Be free, be free.
Yeah. Wait, Jonica, I'm coming out. I probably shouldn't say this, but I'm coming out to do the Netflix festival. You should open for me. Sorry, I've never seen your stuff.
You can tell Jonica.
Yeah,
great.
I can just tell. It's just gonna be a great vibe. Or you should at least come.
I want to open for you. I open for Gary Owens, and he. I don't know why he let me open for him. I DM'd him like, "Hey, can I open for you, Arizona?"
That is a really weird pairing, actually. But
I don't know why he accepted me. I think, you know, he like black women. I'm black. I'm a woman. I get a period, so he let me open for him. Like,
he replies, "You do get a period, right? You're not one of those lesbians, are you?"
Like, where do you fall on this level? I was like, I still get a period, bro. I didn't make the cut.
Wait, that's so funny. The light so tampons, like my girlfriend who's like more femme, she has to use like the ultra super. But me, I'm on a light, you know? Like it's almost gone for me.
You're one step away from periodless vibes.
Yeah.
Oh, you're one of them. I can't wait till you convert.
Well, I'm not wearing my backwards hat right now, so you're not getting the full. My flow got a little heavier when I take off the backwards hat.
That's the problem. You just got to start walking around. Just walk around with a strap. You will never get a period. Just walk around
or
with
a
it.
Little lighter. Excuse me. Yeah,
you're always right. Packing. Always packing.
Always packing.
Well, let's introduce ourselves. I'm Ashley Gavin. Because we're 25 minutes into the podcast. I'm Ashley Gavin. I'm a cis gay white woman. She, her pronouns. I'm coming. Let's see. Boston and Salt Lake City are probably done. Let's do. We got Calgary. Oh my God! And Bree is gonna open for me in Calgary. Yay! You gotta come. That's gonna be so exciting. I'm so excited to see Bree. Then we got Wisconsin, Madison, and Milwaukee, and we got Columbus, Phoenix, and Miami coming up. And then, as always, sometimes it's the roast co-host. Tearing me down while I continue to fund her Nepo baby career as this is just a full parent-daughter relationship where I just keep giving and giving. I am the giving tree and you are my thankless son, Brianne Williamson.
Hey, oh my God, I never really thought about that. Like, you're the person who puts the food on my table and then I'm just like this angry teenager that just keeps bashing you from the sidelines. Yeah, what's up? I'm here. I'm still gay. And I don't know why I thought people might need an update. I was gonna say I'm here and I'm queer and I was like, I can't do this. This is disgusting. This is so gross. So I cut it off. She, her pronouns, and I'm a lesbian from Canada.
And then we have Jonica Booth here. As I said, HBO Max Rap Shit, check it out. I'm sure. And now some stand-up comedy that you can go and see.
Really? Yes, I'm here. My pronouns is she, her, and I am bisexual.
I know. I read that. I don't know why I thought I was getting full gay. And then I did my research and I saw bisexual.
No, here's the thing. I don't want to put myself in no box. That's why I put you with the box thing. I just don't want to be judged for choices and decisions that I happen to make because I believe in God. And I just feel like I don't want to be judged for my choice. And I feel like, you know, God laugh at plans. So it's like, I can't say this. And what if he just he might just throw a nigga in my life. And I'm like, oh, fuck, I love this guy. So it's like, I don't even, like, let me, he can fuck up my whole mind.
I love the idea of fluid sexuality or fluid gender for mistakes.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, you never know.
Just a really drunk night where you accidentally slip and fall on a dick. You're like, well, I'm bi.
I said I was bi. I said it. I claimed it. So it's like, I don't need that. I don't need you guys judging me. So I just say, you know what? Let me just throw bi out there. Like, here.
I love that. You're thinking of plan B, plan C. Like, you're planning ahead.
I got, like, plan G by now. And then I thought about it. I was like, would I be considered a lesbian? Because I'm about to be 36. I don't even know when I had a boyfriend. It's been a while. But I was just like, I'm still going to claim bi. Like, why not? Like, you never know what can happen. Like,
I know, but more sincerely, I do, like, I don't like the hate that people get when they're in a long-term relationship, monogamous with one person, and they say they're bi. I don't understand the people that, like, give them hate about that, because, like, what are they supposed to do? Like, have two partners? You know what I mean? Like, they're supposed to keep it even for you. Every time they fuck a woman, they have to fuck a man. I think it's ridiculous.
I think the titles itself is dumb because even if a girl is, she's with that person. So whatever that looks like, you know what I'm saying? Like, if I tell someone I'm with a girl, if I'm dating a girl and then they'll be like, oh, I thought you were bi. what the fuck that got to do with this person? I'm with this human that's next to me. So nothing, even if you,
it's a separate fact from the,
have nothing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like another thing that people will be like, oh, I thought your type was this. Well, yeah, but I'm dating this person that doesn't get rid of what
I'm doing.
Yeah.
Why do people have so many opinions on other people's dating lives? It's fucking wild. Yeah.
It's so weird to me. Or what you do in a bedroom. I'd be like, that's not, I don't care who you're fucking. Are you going to make this cheeseburger or not? Like people be like, oh, they're gay. Watch out. And I'm like, do gay people don't make good cheeseburgers or something? Like what? Tell me what the correlation, like, I don't understand the correlation to sex and jobs. It never would make sense to me.
Yes. If I had a nickel for every time someone told me to stop talking about being gay and do my job and make them a cheeseburger. Listener, are you listening to our Patreon exclusive, You're Having Gay Sex? Well, here's a sneak peek of what you missed last week.
My longtime partner and I had left our dildos in the bathroom to dry after use and cleaning.
The Chekhov's gun of the story.
We were at the store when we got texts from my uncle asking if we were home because he had just gotten to town and needed to use the bathroom. Since he knew my sister had been living with me, he had texted her as well, and she was nearby, so she decided she would go let him in. I realized that our dildos were on the bathroom counter right next to the sink. I haven't seen him much since.
There are 4 bonus episodes a month of this series, You're Having Gay Sex, on our Patreon at the $10 tier, and then 2 at the $5 tier. Patreon.com/WHGS.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Anyway, I have a kind of fun one. Oh my God, Jonica, I'm really excited to share this one with you guys. So I'm freezing my eggs right now, and because I am also 36, and so they put me on birth control to make sure my schedule would line up, and so I was on birth control for 2 weeks, which was fucking miserable. I hate that shit. That is so bad for your brain, or at least for me. But my tits got massive, which was, you know, something to deal with. And then I started I'm giving you the details. My nipples,
I'm leaning
Jonica,
in. I'm like, Jesus.
My nipples expanded. No, my nipples did not expand. Well, I haven't measured my nipples, but I don't think they've expanded. I'll check on my nipples momentarily. Thank you, John. I'll check.
Yeah.
Then I started the shots, which were raising my estrogen levels. So I don't know if you guys can tell. Jonica, you won't be able to tell. But Brie, can you see that my skin is just fucking glowing?
Yes.
Okay.
Good job, Brie.
There we go.
I thought I got to give this to her. Absolutely glowing.
That was your moment to shine.
You giveth and then you immediately taketh away.
I was going to ask what your new skincare routine is. You're looking absolutely flawless.
Thank you. It's estrogen shots every night.
Damn, I gotta get those.
Honestly, everyone's gonna be running to the stores. It's like what happened with Ozempic. Now everyone's gonna be going for the estrogen shots just to get good skin.
Here's the downside, okay? And there's no nice way to say this.
Okay.
My sex life has been affected by it. As we know, testosterone is a sexual hormone.
Right.
And I'm out of balance right now. I'm extremely estrogen-y. Okay. And when I tell you, my clit. My clit is
not happy. It's not happy.
It's retracted.
It has fully retracted. It is mush, dude. It is full mush.
That's so sad.
It is. Thank you. I don't
like a deflated balloon.
A lot of people. Yes. Yes. A lot of people at home are going to. Do not be clit erection deniers. The clit gets a little bit hard when you're having sex.
This is true.
It is true.
It is true. That is biologically what's happening. And right now, I am having erectile dysfunction. My girlfriend will be going down on me. And I'm literally like, I'm so sorry. Like, I can't come, dude.
At all?
I think I came, the last two times we had sex, I did not come during one of them. And that is very unusual for me.
Can you get on like Viagra?
You guys, you should invent this. They need that. Mushy click. Mushy click.
What? Agra. Just put agra. Mushy clit agra at the end and it works.
Agra. Mushy clit agra.
Well, I would go on Viagra, but right now I'm poor because I bought a Porsche for my midlife crisis during my erectile dysfunction. Nice. But
and you're taking care of Brie. So yeah, you can't do that.
That's right. Exactly.
You should get the clit agra.
Patreon.com/WHS to fund drugs for my mushy clit.
Cliagra coming up soon, guys.
Cliagra. It's a little pink pill.
I'm buying stocks in that.
So, but it's crazy because the sex was still so, it was good in this like new way that I hadn't really, like, it was really not about the destination. It was about the journey.
Right.
And because I wasn't like getting, I wasn't really thinking about coming. I was just sort of like, just enjoy yourself. Like, you know, just because this is such a weird period of your life and you don't know how it's going to feel and everything's different. And I pray one day that my clit will come back. I miss it. I love it. Hello in there.
What if it doesn't? Have we thought about that?
Why would you say?
Because now I'm like, you need to start finding joy in this journey a little more. Like,
you have to really commit to this journey.
Yeah, we got to ask. Now we got to map the journey out. Like, we got to say, or your girl going to be down there forever trying to reach something that's not possible. And her mouth going to go numb like a lemon. You need to figure this out.
She's going to be doing 8-hour shifts down there.
8-hour like, shift. We need to talk about this.
Well, that's what I actually said to her. Like, she was down there for so long. She actually came up and she was like, because I recently got a wax and she was just like, can I come up now? Because the stubble is kind of hurting my face.
Poor thing. She's down there fighting for her life.
I know. She's really the sweetest and she puts in a lot of work. And, you know, obviously this time we just had to stop and cuddle. But like, oh, my God, I feel so bad for her.
Yeah, you need to put a date in your calendar. Like, if my click isn't back normal by this date, then I need to figure this thing out.
I was thinking before, I was like, if my clit doesn't come back, like, is it going to be one of those things where I like become one of these people that's like grateful for my new disability? You know, like I,
what?
Do you know what I mean? So. Like, is it? No, I don't think so.
You become like a spokesperson for like mushy clit.
No clit.
Exactly. Yeah. Like sometimes the silver lining, terrible things happen in our lives and we can find, you know, we can find the good of the mushy clit.
I can see Ash now with a bunch of bulletins like, so when you lose your clit, this is what we do. Yes. I figured it out, guys.
You're like leading community support groups for other people with mushy clits.
But that's what I mean. Like it doesn't, you can find the positive and the positive. Well, Jen really likes like when it takes her like a longer time and there's like more build up and stuff like that. And, you know, like edging and stuff like that. So it really lent itself like the mushy clit aspect of it really did lend itself to like a really fun sexual experience.
How long does it usually take you to come? Like, are you usually in and out? Like what's going on? Like the fact that this is new for you to like experience it. I'm picturing Jen down there for 10 seconds and you're like, the rocket ship is launched.
It can be, so I feel like there's a window. Please don't call my clit a rocket. Can you come up with something?
Well, the way you're describing it with like hard-ons and stuff, I don't know. Like it's getting bigger and bigger in my mind.
Can you come up with something a little more feminine, please?
Yeah, rocket ship is actually pretty cool if you think about it. Like take off.
See, I thought was pretty sick, yeah.
I'm trying to think of like a, I'll call her my Sally Ride, the first female astronaut.
Fuck that. Your girl gonna be down on you like, come here, let me go talk to Sally Ryan. I don't know. I think rocket ship. Rocket Ship might be more cool. You should actually reconsider this name thing.
For sure. She's going to be calling you Sally.
Yeah, called the boomerang.
I can't believe I had that off the dome. I just did a women in STEM reference. Whatever. Okay. But what was I going to say? Oh, yeah, can be pretty fast. Brie, I feel like I have a window where I reach peak horniness in the beginning pretty fast. Okay. And if I can get in at that window, I can come like in a minute. But if I miss that window, then it takes longer.
Okay. I feel so bad when it takes me a long time to come. I feel like...
I think everyone feels that way.
I do. I feel bad. I'd be like, what's happening? Do I fake it? I'm not a good, as much as of an actor I am, I can't act a cum. Like, I'm, it doesn't feel right. Like, ooh, we're done. Like, no, I'm not doing this.
Is it, fuck.
Like, I didn't even is do it, good. I didn't.
They'll be convinced.
Is it from like a, we'll switch over to you because it feels like we're moving this direction.
Yeah.
Did you have gay sex this week?
Didn't know I didn't. I had COVID.
Oh.
Ruined my life.
Damn.
Look out. I've heard if you get the vaccine, it gives you mushy clit. I heard that. I heard that on Fox News. If you vaccinate, it'll take out your Johnson & Johnson. Your mini Johnson & Johnson will immediately turn to mush. Sorry. Please get your vaccines. I'm doing bits. I can't believe we're still doing that.
I don't think we are. But, are they?
would your fake orgasming or your lack thereof, is it an ethical thing for you or is it more of like a self-conscious thing that you don't want to fake an orgasm?
I think it's a self-conscious, like I don't want to fake it. And then because I have to think, am I not coming because of me or is it her? So it's like, I don't want her thinking it. That she's out here doing great things. So I don't want to send her out here wrong. So I have to make a decision. I made a decision for both of us. Don't fake. So she can do her best. Like something's not right. It ain't me.
Something's got to learn. Yeah.
No, that's got to learn. I think that's ethics. Okay. I think that's like you have an opinion of the way the world should be, which is that people should be making people come. And you don't want to participate in putting out misinformation. Disinformation.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
That's pretty funny.
That's one of Jonica's moral pillars that the world should be coming. And it should
the world should be coming. It'll be a better place.
So when did you come out as bisexual? Like, what's your story? When did you come out as bisexual? Like, what's your queer journey, Jonica?
What's the crazy thing is I did a reality show. I don't know if you know that years ago.
Yes, yes.
Okay. They tried to get me. I remember, oh my God, they set me down with the producer. They made it seem like the camera wasn't watching us. I see him in the fucking bushes over there. But anyways, so we're sitting here and the producer, he was telling me his come out story. So, and because my mom was coming the next week and they wanted me to come out to her on the show. And I was like, I'm not doing that. So when he did it,
time
told me,
out.
I was like,
these guys are fucking evil. I don't know if I'm allowed to say this. Your PR person might jump in right now. But like, that is wild. Like is everyone crazy. In their own time on camera.
On camera.
But before you leave this production site, if you could do it, that'd be great.
But whenever you feel like it, whenever it comes to you, but make sure we're recording. Like what?
So we're just going to mic you, and if you feel like having a revelation and telling your mother about said revelation, you can do that.
And then what's crazy is when my mom came, the lady that was there, she was like, is there anything you want to tell your mom? I said, no. I said, my mom, no. So I'm like, bitch, we're not going to humiliate my family on this show. We're not going to have it be a thing. And my mom's shocked. So after the show... Because on the show, I was dating women. So after the show, I went home. I was like, hey, I just want to tell everybody, like, hey, my show's coming out. I'm with girls on there. FYI. No judging. Because you did X, Y, and Z. Didn't judge you. You did X, Y, and Z. Didn't judge you. So that was
I love that you come in with receipts. You're like, so first receipts. I'd like to go over with all the things I don't judge you on. And then we'll decide if you get to judge me.
This is actually like a masterclass in how to come out of the closet. Keep data, keep receipts.
I kept
get
receipts.
Get one piece of blackmail information on everybody. Don't say a fucking word because you might need this later when you come out of the closet.
You might need it. And I knew it was going to come to me. And once he came... And I told them, I said, and if it, and to be fair, I didn't tell anybody I was straight. So feel how you want to feel. I did not tell them I was straight. I didn't tell them anything. So it was like, it does, and then it doesn't matter. It doesn't have anything to do with who I am. So
that's great. That's almost, I like that too. Well, I never told you I was straight. So what's your fucking problem?
That's a mic drop right there.
Everybody accepted me. Boom. Everybody accepted me. Like, and then my, here come, no, no, it was my grandmother. She hates when I tell this story. She was like, she'll probably call me. But
let's
she
go. Was like, let's put it on the fucking internet.
She hated. She's like, oh, I didn't know no better. And she was like, oh, Jonica, I heard you was gay now. She's like, my sister was a bull dagger. I said, what the fuck is a, granny was a bull dagger? Like, what did you just call me? Like, what name is that?
Bull dagger?
And a bull dagger. And I said, and which one of your sisters? Cause she dead now. So are you telling me that the bull dagger's gonna die? Like, what are you telling me with this story? So
the bull dagger did not get a period. I want that to be loud and proud, you know? Like, I know for sure whoever this person was, I feel like they didn't get a period. This when you start with bull, when you start with bull,
it's a synonym for bull dyke.
Yes.
And I have never actually heard anybody use the term bull dyke like in a natural conversation. So that's really a first. For me.
What you think? I felt like she's sitting here saying, and I'm next to her and I'm listening. I'm like, I think this is acceptance, but I don't like the words that's being used. But I'm like, she's 80, so I'm going to let her get away with this and just say, I said, thanks. I said, thanks, granny.
Thank you. Like, thanks. Thank you for telling me about my heritage.
Yeah, the bull dagger that no one knows until I decide to come out. Now we had a bull dagger in a family. And now I'm the bull dagger that's leading the family, I guess. I don't know what's going on. So I was just like,
no, that's so true. Like when I came out of the closet, my mom decided, you know, we have this crazy Aunt Maureen who like everyone is like, Aunt Maureen is nuts. You know, this is my great aunt, or Aunt Maureen is crazy. And she just like lives with this other woman and they don't even share a room. They're in two separate rooms and they were roommates. And then when I was told my whole life, Aunt Maureen is crazy. Aunt Maureen is crazy. And then after I came out, it was, Aunt Maureen lives with a woman. I was like, well, no wonder she's fucking crazy. She's a lesbian born in 1923. Like, of course you're going to be fucking nuts if your whole family is calling you crazy.
Crazy.
Yeah, it's like, it's so upsetting to me. And she passed away and I wish I could have had the opportunity to like connect with her and be like, hey, I don't think you're crazy. I mean, like maybe you've been driven crazy, but like, I don't think that you're crazy. I think that you're gay. And
and that's what it, yeah, you probably could have helped her. I wish I would have met my bull dagger aunt, but my grandma told me she died. So, cause I probably, we could have related. I would have said, you're not a bull dagger. You're a lesbian and it's okay. I'm like, hey, it's a new day and age. You're accepted out here. Come outside. You can come out now. Like,
I've got some light tampons for you out
Let's
here.
Let's go for a walk around the block. Let's do it.
No, I feel like if she was that old, she probably didn't get a period. She was one of them that made it.
For sure. She made it to the other side.
She made it to the other side.
Did your was your family like very accepting?
Yeah, my family accepted. I'm my dad's only daughter and his oldest child, but I honestly think if it was one of the boys, he would have probably been more disappointed. Mm-hmm. With me, I don't think, you know, families are weird because they're all like, I don't want you to have a baby. You know, all the girls, I don't want you to have a baby. But then now that I'm older and I'm gay, it's like, so are you going to have a baby? And it's like, you guys, I thought you guys would be happy about my life. I thought you'd be happy. You remember? Like, I can't get pregnant because I'm not fucking with guys right now, you know, so. But now everybody's wondering, you know, that it's a turning point in the age. It's like after 30, everybody's looking like, so are you still gay? Like, we're glad you did this in your 20s. Are we still doing this? Like, because now we want you to have a baby. I'm like, this is not your uterus, guys. This is mine.
Yes.
Belongs to me.
I like the idea of like a religious family being like, well, of course you can try it in high school and college. That's excellent birth control. Yeah. And you're remaining abstinent.
Exactly. They support it then.
You're a virgin in the eyes of God. Shit. I just had one. Fuck. Oh, I was going to say, I am, because I'm freezing my eggs, my family is like They're like really stoked.
Oh, they're like taking that as like, oh, you're going to have a kid. Like,
yeah.
They want you to unfreeze those eggs soon.
Immediately. Yeah.
Freeze them and then unfreeze them.
That's good.
They really like I had to move some shows around because of it. And like I told my aunt and, you know, she didn't really say anything in the text. But she was talking to my mom and she was like, I don't know if I'm like allowed to say. And my mom was like, what? And my aunt was like, well, Ashley moved the show because she's freezing her eggs. And, you know, she felt like she was like, my mom told me about this and she felt like she was in on like a secret. Like, Ashley's going to have a baby. So now I feel this. The whole reason I'm freezing my eggs is because I want to have a child later in my life.
You don't want to feel pressure right now.
Yeah. I don't want to feel any pressure right now. And also, like, there's a possibility that I don't end up doing it. I want to do it. But
you want the option, the choice.
Yeah.
Exactly. I want, when I'm, you know, in my 40s, I want to be able to have, like, a healthy baby without complications, you know, and without having to try over and over and over again. And I it's just so funny to me that now I feel like my family's going to be like, we know you have them.
So get them cooking.
Wait, so did you tell, you told everybody?
I mean, like, Jonica, there's, my asshole is on the internet practically. Like
Interesting.
You've been here for.
Interesting. Okay.
You've not my actual asshole, but that's probably coming soon.
Stories of your asshole are definitely on the internet.
Yeah, it's like I've been doing this podcast for like almost 4 years now. So like there's a large collection of stories about my life on here and I'm constantly running out of content. So yeah, the world knows about everything that's ever happened to me. Oh, I'm doing shit specifically to tell people.
Okay.
At this point, you're just giving anything a go just for a new story.
If someone I was hooking up with was like, can I pee on you? I'd be like, no, but yeah.
Like, yeah. You're like, because I never talked about that. And this would actually be a good story. If I got to tell them something.
Yeah, exactly.
Got to give them something.
Exactly. We're doing two episodes today. We're doing another one after this, Bree, not with you. We didn't not just bring that on you. But if Jen
you're
were
getting
like,
the
hey,
fuck
you,
out of here, Bree, just to clarify. Yeah.
Well, you're welcome to stay. I just didn't schedule you.
No, it's okay. I'm good. It's fine. It's fine. We'll talk about it later. It's fine.
But if Jen wanted to stick a finger in my butt between pods, I'd be like, yeah, do it quick. I have another one. We got to get this going. I need a story.
And they'll be like, you'll be like, yeah, about 20 minutes ago, I just been down.
Yes. Didn't come though, because I don't do that these days.
That's actually the one thing that makes me come. Really? I discover that I'm on estrogen and somehow I get a male G-spot.
You finally come. Oh my God.
This is so ridiculous. This well, Jonica, I don't know if you have like anything that you were thinking when I was talking about stories, but like you have like a fun, like have you gone on any interesting dates or had any interesting moments recently in your queerness or anything maybe early on?
Yeah,
those are
fun. I've lived a very interesting life, I'll say that. My asshole not on the internet like you. I'm not that cool. But I lived an interesting life. I can recall one night where I got two nights. But I'll go with this one night. This is actually a reason I got LASIK. So I was laying in the bed with my glasses on.
Oh my God, how hard did that girl squirt in your eye? Yeah. My God.
So I have my glasses.
You get out if they squirt so hard you're cross-eyed after?
Yeah, but no, my glasses would have blocked the squirts. They like squirt protectors.
It's like going in with science goggles.
Like, bitch, you won't get me. I got my glasses on. Windshields, no. So I have my glasses. It was actually during COVID 2020. I was in my best friend was a football player, so we were in a mansion for COVID. I felt so bad.
Oh my
everybody
God,
was talking about,
that's so fun. Yeah.
Everybody was talking about how sad their life was, and I'm like sliding through a theater and running through a pool. And I was like, this is great. We can do this.
I also had a good, I had a good COVID too. I had a good COVID.
Aren't you like ashamed to talk about? I'm so ashamed to talk about my experience. I'll be like, they're like, and it's so sad. And I'm just like, shit, I was kicking it. Playing basketball. Like, no, so, which is such a bad thing. He threw a party. Please, now this COVID, we can get away with it. He threw a party during COVID. And football player guy, so. He threw a party. I got sleepy during the party, and I went upstairs in my room. The party is still, it's literally like 80 people downstairs. I put my glasses on, took my contacts off, put my glasses on. I lay in the bed, and all I hear is, where is Blue? Everybody called me Blue. They're like, where is Blue? I hear these voices, and I'm on the phone. I said, I'm going to call you back. It's like, I need some girls looking for me. So I hang up, and the three girls come in. And when I say they was three bad bitches, three verified model bitches, and I'm like,
you're at a football mansion during COVID. I believe you.
I totally, yeah, that, yes.
But I don't know why they were looking for me. I went to sleep. I'm laying in a room. And then they said, one of the girls come in. She was like, yeah, it was a black girl. It was a mixed girl. And it was a white girl. Yeah, black, white, mixed.
Neapolitan ice cream.
Yeah, that's exactly what it was. felt like I was at the ice cream bar. I was like, they all came in. And I'm laying here. And then I got my glasses off, so I couldn't see, and I'm squinting, trying to make sure they're cute before I like welcome a man. I'm like this, and then
she got the like, iPhone flashlight up.
Yeah, I'm like, who's that? They're like, oh my god, I found her, and then I'm like, I knew, and she, it was Cheyenne.
Are you sure this is real? Are you sure you don't have COVID and you have a fever and cold sweats?
I can tell you the girl named Cheyenne is the main one. Them her two friends. But anyways, I put my glasses on to see, and then I'm like, what's up? So they come in, two girls sit on each side, and they start kissing above
me. Time out. I just want the listener to fully see the visual of Jonica getting out of a slumber, drooling, glasses off, in bed. And then putting on your glasses and be like, let's go.
Yeah, I was like, so there's the thing. I determined that was the night I realized I'm not as cool as I think I am. Because I've seen a threesome before, but that was, to me, once I start doing the math, I'm like, this is four people. I don't know if I want to be here for this. And like, they started kissing. And the girl started rubbing my leg. And I'm like, okay, so I tried to get it. I put my glasses on. I'm like, yeah, kissed her again. But then my glasses leaning. One of them kissing me. I didn't feel cool. I didn't feel sexy. I didn't feel cool. And I didn't feel like I was able to live up to the expectations. Right. So
the glasses are the fifth wheel, and there's no chemistry with the glasses.
It was no chemistry with the glasses. They were moving. Once they came off, I couldn't see. So I think I'm touching a titty. It's the elbow. So I was like, you know what? Fuck it. Because I'm out. So I jumped up, and I was just like, yeah, let's just go back to the party. And I went back to the party. And to this day, I regret not enjoying that night with them.
Bro.
Yes.
And if I show you who Cheyenne, she, the girl is so, the main one was so bad. If I show, I'm literally going to DM you this girl.
Yeah, I need this too, please.
Ashley Gap, that was you. You said it.
It's me.
Oh, there she go. I knew I wasn't lying.
Oh, holy shit, dude.
Told you. It was her plus two.
What is wrong with you?
Yeah.
Bro.
I told you I'm a loser. I shouldn't have showed you. Now that I think about it. Now I'm the loser. I'm really the loser I said I was. Fuck.
Brie, I'm sending it to you.
Oh, holy shit. What were there you we thinking?
Okay. Okay, Brie. Okay. All right. I'm like, I played myself. And I don't know if I should hit her and be like, hey, you know, I know I messed up 2020.
I actually know who it is because we've had someone else on the podcast being like, this pussy ass bitch walked away from a foursome with
me. I'm the pussy. It was me. I walked away.
I mean, I just love that you have such a magnetic energy that you fully went to bed.
You really do.
And then three hot girls just went on like a hide and seek mission to find you, to fuck you.
At a football party during COVID. Let me be clear. There are many, many hot people, rich people, people who are horny out of their minds because they haven't fucked in a while. And they were like, fuck it. We have to go out. I'm dying.
Yeah.
And then they chose you.
And I got you.
You dropped the ball. You fumbled.
Fucking loser. I'm a fucking loser, bro. I fumbled.
You are.
Thanks, Ed. I had your back.
This is why. See, Jonica, now you see. This is why I have to razz her.
I will say,
I had a threesome once, not nearly as fun as your story. It took place in Tampa, so how could it be? Florida threesome, not great.
Tampa got some baddies. I got a baddie that hit me from Tampa today, some old news. I was like,
I kind of want to just list cities and hear what you said. But
we need a map next time and we'll just go through city to city.
Seriously. But mine, I kind of got a little bit, but my approach was just to be like, I'll watch. So like they were like hooking up in front of me and stuff like, and I kind of was just like I did a little bit, but because
you're a pussy, like me. I feel like we're the same.
I am. I'm a simp. At the end of the day, I'm a simp, you know?
Me too.
Yeah.
Me too. My girl in Miami got mad at me at this time. I had a girlfriend from Tampa. And she was mad because she knew I was getting head. I had this one girl named Ariel used to give me head in Miami every time. I ain't talk to her, but when I go to Miami, that's just what she do. Such a sweet young lady. So
I love Ariel. She's great.
Love her. So my girl was like, oh, so this is what you've been
doing. I'm going to be there in April if you want to give me your Instagram. Ariel. Great. Thank you so much.
Because she's so nice. So nice.
Sweetheart. Yeah, obviously, she's very kind.
Giving.
Such
generous,
a kind lady.
Yeah.
Thoughtful.
But my girl from Tampa came, and her way of being mad at me was like, no, I want her to give you head in front of me. And I'm like, is this a trick? So I was like, oh.
Yes.
Yeah, I didn't know what to say. I was like, okay. So now the girl Ariel giving me head, and I'm not fully enjoying it because I don't know if I'm about to get like punched in my pussy or not. Like, she's about to punch me in my pussy. I was just looking like this. And then next thing you know, my girl joined in, and I never had to have from two people, and I was just like, what's happening? And I was like, do I moan?
Did it
do
feel good, or was it like more confusing?
No, it felt great, because it was like tongues everywhere. Tongues was everywhere. Every time I turned around, there was a tongue down there and a tongue up there, and I was just like, do I enjoy? Wow. I didn't know who had to grab. I just said, I can't touch Ariel, because my girl would feel like, I just felt... Once again, I was overwhelmed. I just let it happen and didn't know what to do.
Yeah, I've never had a girlfriend mad at me quite like that, but you know.
Yeah, exactly. Yes.
And she was mad. She was mad. I started saying, let me tell you what else I did. I'm like, I'm going to tell on myself.
Wait, I want to have you back. So Confess all your sins on some of these stories. You're just like, oh yeah, I really only have one or two. I think you have a lot.
You have great stories.
Told you I gotta get glasses, man, so I can look innocent.
Definitely.
Yeah.
We're running low on time, and I want to make sure I get Bree in here. Oh. Jonica, that was incredible.
That was
Bree.
Okay,
can
now
you
I
follow
feel,
that. Did you have gay sex this week?
I'm joining the loser brigade here because I came here with the preparation.
Why would you say that about my soft, soft clit?
Of telling a story about my girlfriend fixing our carburetor and thinking it was hot. And now, in contrast to what I've just heard, I've realized I need to get out more. Like, I need to go to Miami. I need to go back in Miami.
No, I want a committed relationship like that. What did she do again? You tell that story, Bree.
She fixed my carburetor.
No, that's great. Keep going.
She also got
and
me.
What kind of car was it? Was it like a car carburetor. You find in the garage?
A carburetor.
Of a, wait, what's a carburetor?
I don't either. Like, I was going to play stupid and be like, that's what's up. But now that Ash don't know, I feel like we could ask you, what is that?
Is this
what
a
is
Canadian
a carburetor?
Thing? It's in your sink?
A garbage disposal?
A garbage disposal.
We call it carburetor in Canada.
Okay.
And she fixed it. And that turned you on?
That's worse. I thought it was a car. I thought you like she was putting up the hood, sliding in under. I was like, oh, that actually takes some skill. All she did was unclog. That's all she did? She got a hairball out of the sink?
Okay. Just because you have a mushy clit, I'm over here supercharged at all times. All it takes is a carburetor fix. And my rocket ship is ready to fucking fly, okay?
You're Sally, whatever. Sally Ride is ready to ride.
I'm ready to go.
No.
It doesn't take a lot these days, okay?
Did you call her Super Mario?
She is Italian. So.
Did she eat your Princess Peach after she got that turtle unclogged from
I ate hers. Let's be clear. You know, you gotta, sometimes when people fix things for you, I feel like head is the appropriate thank you. You know? Especially garburators. Garburators are
what? I just wanna know what part turned you on. I'm trying to understand.
I think it was when she pulled the chicken bone
out.
She saw the bone come out and she was like, oh my God.
It is one of the most disgusting tasks too. So, you know, I don't know. I think it's just the fact that I don't like to fix things. Like, I'm a pay people to do it person. Like, if something is inconvenient, I'm like, fuck it, I'm calling somebody. So the fact that like she takes charge and she's like, you know what? No. I'm going to fix this. And then she does it. I'm like, that's hot. And you just saved me like $100.
I'm finna eat that pussy. That's what you said. That's what it did for you. Yeah. My little fixer.
My little fixer.
I'm totally calling her that from now on.
The new toy from Mattel, My Little Fixer. It's a doll that's like, maybe try therapy. You like pull on the string.
Nah.
You pull on the string. It's okay.
I got it.
Don't worry about it.
I got you.
My Little Fixer.
Oh my God, we need those dolls.
I know you'll never hit me again.
Yeah. I love this song.
So did it result in
Yeah, of course. You've got to, when someone fixes your carburetor, or pardon me, your garbage disposal, it's time. Things are on, you know, immediately. That's the way.
Wait, did you do it in the kitchen? Like, she should have got some kitchen head.
Yeah, was it right away or was it like later?
We did move to the other room. I should have done the kitchen. But the garbage, you know what? The carburetor is kind of a gross.
You have
task.
To remember, Jonica, there is trash in the sink stinking up. She's got to wash her hands first.
Yeah. Well, like, she was wearing a glove that had to come off. You know, like, there were some steps. There were some steps to be done.
That's right. Bring in a bedroom later, like, yeah, so I like what you did earlier. You know, I like the way you, you know, went in there.
Wait, could you penetrate me the way you penetrated the carburetor?
The carburetor, yeah. This one did it for me.
Something about your whole hand going in that.
You can really reach if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Right up to the
your
elbow.
Little fister.
Little fister fixer.
Your little fister fixer. Bri, you're so cool, Bri. You're cool in your little way, boy. I tell you.
Thank you. I love Bri getting roasted instead of me for the first time ever. You're in your own way, Bri.
In your own little non-cool way. You're kind of cool.
No, you got it. You got something. It's something that you got, boy. I tell you that.
Oh, my God. That means so much coming from you. I need this clipped. Alex, I need that clip so that I can replay that for myself every morning. That's what I need.
You know what that reminds me of? It's like when you're like doing anti-bullying things in middle school. Everyone has something that makes them unique.
Everyone.
Everyone is special.
And you got the kid over there eating pencils and shit. Like, you're not special. They're lying to you. You eat pencils.
We don't know exactly what your special thing is, but we will find it one day deep inside a carburetor. We're sure of it.
We're searching.
But what are you working on, Jonica, and where can people find you?
I actually want to get back and stand up. And after I talk to Ash after this, you guys might be able to see me open for her when she come to L.A. And you supposed to cue the claps or something. Boom, boom, boom. Give me something. Give me something. Yeah. And then she gave them all to me. I got everything.
Bing, 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 bing.
Yeah. I even got the slow, sexy song that she played for you. So. Yeah, I got
Jonica will be opening for me.
Oh.
At the Netflix Fest.
I like that. But that and you know, of course, Instagram, Jonica Blue Booth, and Snapchat paying money. Y'all should get back on Snapchat, FYI.
Seriously, so, I know, I really should.
You should. You really should. I got like 160 bucks on there, and all you do is post, and you don't even need, it's not about views, it's about consistency.
Oh. Right, right, right.
Yeah,
so you're on there.
I like that you're like, I booked a show on HBO Max, but I made 160 bucks on Snapchat last week.
You know what? It all adds up.
The little things excite me.
You can tell it's like sort of new and you're grateful because you're like, I made 160 bucks on Snapchat last week.
160 bucks, woo! Everyone come join me.
You're doing the Snapchat promo at the end.
You hear me? For 160 bucks. I told you I'm a fucking loser. Every time I talk, I realize more and more that I'm losing as I get older.
Wait, how much did you make, Jonica?
160 bucks.
I did the slow clap.
I love that.
I get the slow clap for that. No, but Snapchat, everything. Same, everything.
Jonica Blue Booth. Did I get that right?
Yes, you got it.
Okay, correct. Cool. And Bree, what about you? Anything?
What is that?
I can explain anything. Podcasts.
Anything. I'm getting back on YouTube. I'm also getting into stand up. I'm very excited to open for Ash in Calgary. And
hell yeah.
I'm pushing my text list, so please get on my text list. It's linked to my bio at Brianna Williamson.
Me as well, AshleyGavin.com, patreon.com/WHGS for bonus episodes, live streams, all kinds of cool stuff, and we need it, you piece of shit. I'm bringing Jen in for the gay thought because I don't have any. It's hard to come up with gay thoughts every damn week.
I know.
We've been living together for a little while.
This is true. That's gay.
Yeah. Are you enjoying it?
I'm having a great time.
I'm also having a really great time.
I know, because sometimes you will like.
That's why you're here. Do it. Say it.
Sometimes we'll just be like sitting there like I'll be, you know, chopping onions or something, and you'll just be like, this is just like my dream. This is so like, I am over the moon happy right now. Like, this is so
well, I've been waiting for this for so long.
I know, it's really sweet.
I knew immediately that we would be together forever, and I, you know, you were young. That sounds disgusting.
Cut that one out.
Yeah.
I wasn't that young.
No, you weren't that young. But like, you weren't where I was.
Yeah, yeah, that's true.
So I feel like I've just been waiting for this. That sounds so creepy.
Yeah, yeah. She was standing outside my high school and she was like, so close.
Well, that was fun.
You had a good episode?
It was so good. Could you tell?
I heard laughter.
It was so good.
Great.
She's awesome. I'm going to become best friends with her.
Good. I'm so happy for you.
Thanks. I have a new friend. That's my favorite part of the podcast.
Yeah.
Is making friends.
That is fun.
I was like, she should be a co-host.
At the end of the day, that's really what it's all about.
Making friends.
Making friends.
Yeah.
The connections and money. Along the way.
Patreon.com/WHGS.
Nice.
And come see me on tour. I'll text you when I'm in your city. Please use it. It works. I bump into a lot of podcast people who don't know that I came to their city, and it's deeply disappointing to me. You disappoint me, Bottoms, every day. Thanks for being here.